Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Crown of Broken Teeth, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1. The knuckles split first. Always do. You don't feel it until after. Adrenaline's a better anesthetic than morphine, but I hear it. That wet snap of cartilage giving way, like biting into gristle. The crowd roars. Or maybe it's just the blood rushing in my ears. Hard to tell anymore. Keep your left up, Alyosha. My old coach's voice rattles in my skull, same as it did when I was 12 and stupid enough to think fighting was about honor. Now I fight for the men leaning over the warehouse rafters, their cigars glowing like demon eyes in the dark. Russian accents bark, bets above the chain-link cage. To Sayaka Natogo, to Slomit Yamushiyu. $1,000 on who breaks his neck. The kid across the ring spits into the sawdust. He's got a farmer's build, thick shoulders, hayseed hands, but his eyes are desperate. I've seen that look before. In the mirror, mostly. Rent's due. Daughter's sick. Whatever sob story the Bratva sold him to get into this piss-stained ring. They'll always find new meat. Pizdek Teeb, D-Doc, he snarls. You're fucked, old man. I grin, tasting iron. You're Russian shit, kid. Say spasibo when I let you walk out of here. He charges. Haymaker. Too wide. I duck, driving my elbow into his kidney. He wheezes, stumbles. The crowd jeers, boring. And a vodka bottle shatters against the cage. Glass rains down. Fucking animals. Rig the fight, they said. Make it look close, then take the dive in round three. But the kid's not following the script. He's swinging wild, snot and tears streaking his face. Amateur. I almost feel bad. Almost. Then I smell her. Not really her, of course. Just the ghost of vanilla lotion she used to slather on her scraped knees after soccer games. Natalia. 16 going on 40, with her mama's steel eyes and my own damn stubbornness. I told her I worked construction. She believed me, or pretended to. Kids are good at that, forgiving the lies that keep the lights on. Papa, when's the new fridge coming? She asked last week, elbow deep in the rotten icebox we've had since Yeltsin was in charge. Milk tastes like bleach again. I lied. Again. Friday, Solnishko. Boss says bonuses are coming. The kid lunges, fist aimed at my throat. I block, twist his wrist until it pops. He screams. The crowd oohs like it's a goddamn fireworks show. Should've stayed on the farm, kid. But then vanilla. Stronger this time. Nat's laughter echoes in my head, bright and sharp, the way she'd giggle when I'd let her stitch my cuts after fights. You're worse than my ragdoll, Papa, she'd say, threading the needle with hands steadier than mine ever were. The memory slips. The kid's fist cracks my ribs. I stagger back, spitting crimson onto the sawdust. The room tilts. Focus, Alyosha. But I can't. Not with Viktor Leonov's gold-capped smirk burning into my periphery. He's leaning against the cage door, thumbs hooked in his tailored suit. Watching me like I'm a dog, he's deciding whether to shoot or feed. His goons flank him, Tatar twins with prison tattoos and eyes dead as winter. End it, he mouths, tapping his Rolex. The kid's on his knees now, panting. I could finish him. One stomp to the spine, and I'd pocket an extra $5,000. Enough to get Nat those concert tickets she's been yapping about. Enough to fix the fridge. But the kid's sobbing. SHDO, SHDO you steal-o? What did I do? His accent's pure Siberian backwater. A lamb led to slaughter. I spit blood on his shoes. You signed up. Then I let him rise. Let him wobble. Let his haymaker graze my temple. I drop like a sack of bricks, the sawdust kissing my cheek. The crowd goes apes hit. Pobedital, the announcer roars. Winner. They drag the kid out, his face already swelling like rotten fruit. I stay down, counting the water stains on the ceiling. 19. 20. 21. Victor's shadow falls over me. You're getting slow, Kodak. His smile's all gold caps and venom. Maybe next time, we find a younger cat to play mouse. He tosses a wad of cash on my chest. I count the bills. Short by 200. You said 5. He flicks ash on my boot. You bled on the merchandise. Cleanup fee. The van ride home tastes like copper and diesel. Boris, the driver, chain smokes Lucky's and hums Kalinka off key. Heard they're moving girls through the docks tonight, he says, grinning through the rearview. Fresh ones. Young. I slam my head against the window. Crack. The glass holds. Boris shuts up. The apartment door's ajar. Splintered frame. Lock shattered. Nat's pink sneakers lie in the hallway, laces still tied. My heart stops. Natalia. I crash through the door. The kitchen table's overturned, her biology textbook splayed in a pool of cold borscht. Her favorite. The fridge hums, door hanging open. A half-eaten blini sticks to the wall. No blood. No body. But her phone's on the floor, screen cracked. I grab it, passcode 0415, her mama's birthday. The last message lights up. Unknown number. Tell Papa he should have stayed down. The room spins. I sink to my knees, clutching her sneakers. The left one's warm. They took her. They took her alive. The streets blur. My fists itch for Victor's throat, but my feet drag me to his place first, Sergey, the meth head snitch who licks boots for a hit. I find him under the Tverskoy Bridge, shivering in a nest of ratty blankets. Alyosha. He scrambles back, pupils swallowing his eyes. I didn't say shit, I swear. I yank him up by his greasy hair. Who's moving girls tonight? Fuck, I don't. I slam his face into the concrete. Crack. Who? He gurgles. El Lebedev. New crew. Docks at midnight, they're, oh god, they're using the Zvezda containers, the red ones. I drop him. He whimpers, clutching his nose. Tell Victor you fell. He nods, tears mixing with blood. Why yeah? I fell. The docks reek of fish and diesel. I crouch behind a stack of crates, watching the Zvezda freighter loom like a steel tomb. Men in black coats load girls into a shipping container, girls, not women. Braids. Backpacks. One wears a unicorn hoodie. Nats. My vision tunnels. I'm halfway to the container when a hand clamps my shoulder. Alyosha. Victor. His breath smells of mint and lies. Go home, Kodak. You're too late. I break his nose with my forehead. He stumbles, laughing. You'll die screaming for this. The Tatar twins grab me. One snaps my pinky. Pop. I bite through the scream. Victor wipes blood off his chin. Put him in the water. Let the crabs teach him respect. The twins drag me to the edge. The Baltic's black as oil. I twist, sink my teeth into a wrist. The twin howls. I kick the other in the groin. Run. Bullets rip the air. I dive behind the crates. The girls scream. The freighter's horn blares. And there, between the chaos, a flash of unicorn hoodie. Nat. She's shoved into the container. Our eyes meet. Papa. The door slams. The twins tackle me. My face grinds into the pier. Victor's shoe presses my skull. You should have stayed down, Kodak. The last thing I see. The Zvezda sailing into the fog, my daughter's voice swallowed by the sea. Chapter 2. The water's cold. Not the kind of cold that wakes you up, the kind that kills. It claws at my skin, seeps into my bones, and drags me down like it's got a grudge. I thrash, but the Baltic doesn't care. It swallowed better men than me. Nat's face flashes in the dark. Her scream. The unicorn hoodie. The way her eyes locked onto mine before the container door slammed shut. Papa. I kick harder, lungs burning. The surface feels miles away. My ribs scream where the kid cracked them. My pinkies bent at a sick angle, throbbing with every stroke. Should have stayed down, Kodak. Victor's voice echoes in my head, smug and gold-capped. I want to rip it out. My head breaks the surface. I gasp, choking on salt and diesel. The pier's a blur of shadows and shouting. Flashlights cut through the fog. On you, Bezel. He's running. Bullets slice the water. I dive, swimming parallel to the shore. The current fights me, but I've got rage on my side. Rage and a daughter who's still breathing. She has to be. I crawl onto the rocks a half mile down, vomiting seawater and blood. My hands shake as I fumble for my phone. Waterlogged. Dead. Fuck. The city's skyline glows in the distance. I'm a shadow slipping through its cracks, dripping and broken. The streets are empty this late, but I keep to the alleys anyway. Can't trust anyone. Not even the stray dogs. I find Misha at the Krasny Kot, a dive bar tucked under the metro tracks. He's behind the counter, polishing glasses with a rag dirtier than the floor. Alyosha. He doesn't look up. You look like shit. Feel worse. I slump onto a stool. The bar smells like vodka and regret. Misha slides me a glass of something clear. I down it in one go. It burns like hell. Victor's looking for you, he says, refilling my glass. Put a price on your head. 10 grand. Alive. 20 if you're dead. Cheap bastard. Misha smirks, but it doesn't reach his eyes. He's got a daughter too, Anya, 12, with braces and a killer jump shot. He knows why I'm here. I need a gun, I say. He sets the bottle down. You're not that stupid. I need a gun, Misha. He sighs, rubbing the scar on his jaw. A souvenir from the Chechen War. You're gonna get yourself killed. Already am. He disappears into the back. I stare at my reflection in the mirror behind the bar. Bruised face. Split lip. Eyes like a dead man's. You should have stayed down. Misha returns with a duffel bag. Inside, a Makarov pistol, 2 mags, and a box of 9mm. It's clean, he says. But if you use it, they'll know it came from me. I nod, slipping the gun into my waistband. Thanks. He grabs my wrist before I can leave. Alyosha. Don't do this. I pull free. They took her, Misha. His face hardens. Then make it quick. For her sake. The safe house is a crumbling Khrushchevka on the edge of town. I bought it years ago, back when I still thought I could outrun the life. It's got a busted radiator, a leaky roof, and a floor safe hidden under the linoleum. Inside the safe, cash, passports, and a photo of Nat. She's 8 in the picture, grinning with a missing front tooth. I tuck it into my pocket. The gun feels heavy in my hand. I clean it, load it, and set it on the table. Then I pull out my knife and carve a name into the wood. Lebedev. The docks are quiet when I return. The Zvezda's gone, but the stench of fish and diesel lingers. I crouch behind a stack of crates, watching the guards patrol the pier. 2 men. AKs slung over their shoulders. Cigarettes dangling from their lips. Amateurs. I wait until they're distracted, then slip into the shadows. The warehouse door's unlocked. Inside, it's dark and damp, the air thick with the smell of sweat and fear. The girls are gone, but the container's still there. I run my hand along the steel walls, searching for scratches, blood, anything. Papa. Her voice echoes in my head. I press my forehead against the cold metal, breathing hard. I'm coming, Salnishko. A noise behind me. I spin, raising the gun. Easy, Kotick. Victor steps into the light, hands raised. His nose is bandaged, but the smirk's still there. You're persistent, he says. I'll give you that. I cock the hammer. Where is she? He shrugs. Somewhere warm. Somewhere safe. For now. I step closer. If you hurt her, you'll what? Shoot me. He laughs. Go ahead. But you'll never find her. My finger twitches on the trigger. Here's the deal, he says, pulling a phone from his pocket. You work for me. No more rigged fights. No more half-assed dives. You do what I say when I say it. And maybe, I'll let you see her again. The screen lights up. A live feed, Nat, curled up in a corner, hugging her knees. Her hoodie's gone. Her face is bruised. Papa. I lower the gun. Victor grins. Good boy. The first job's simple. Deliver a package to a warehouse on the other side of town. Don't ask what's inside, Victor says, tossing me the keys to a beat-up Lada. And don't be late. The package is heavy, wrapped in black plastic. I don't ask. The warehouse is abandoned, windows boarded up, graffiti scrawled on the walls. I park the Lada and haul the package inside. A man waits in the shadows. Tall. Thin. Face like a hatchet. Lebedev, I say. He nods, gesturing to the package. Open it. I cut the plastic with my knife. Inside, guns. Dozens of them. AKs. Makarovs. Even a few RPGs. Lebedev inspects the shipment, running his fingers over the barrels. Good. Tell Victor he'll get his money. I don't move. He raises an eyebrow. Something wrong. My daughter, I say. Where is she? He smiles, revealing a gold tooth. Safe. For now. I step closer. If you hurt her. He pulls a pistol, pressing it to my chest. You'll what? I grab his wrist, twisting until the gun clatters to the floor. Then I slam his head into the wall. Tell Victor, I growl, I want proof of life. Every day. Or the next package goes to the cops. Lebedev spits blood. You're dead, sucka. I let him go. I already am. The lot is gone when I get back. So is the package. I walk home, the gun heavy in my waistband. The streets are quiet, but my head's screaming. Nat's face. Her bruises. Her voice. I stop at a payphone, dialing Misha's number. "It's me," I say. "I need a favor." He sighs. "What now?" "Find out where Lebedev's keeping her. Alyosha, please." He's silent for a long time. "Then, I'll see what I can do." I hang up, leaning against the booth. The city's lights blur through my tears. "I'm coming, Solnishko." Chapter 3. The vodka tastes like gasoline. I swallow it anyway, letting the burn drown out the tremor in my hands. Victor's latest proof of life glows on my cracked phone screen. A 3-second clip of Nat staring blankly at a concrete wall, her left eye swollen shut. No sound. Just the hum of fluorescent lights and the clink of chains. She's alive. That's what I tell myself. That's the lie I choke down with the liquor. The burner phone vibrates on the table. Misha's voice crackles through, strained. "Lebedev's men are moving her tonight. Abandoned hospital off Prospect Mira. You got 2 hours. I crush the empty bottle under my boot. Guards. Enough to start a war. Good. The Makarov feels heavier these days. I check the clip, full, and slip it into my waistband. The knife stays strapped to my calf. "You're gonna get yourself killed," Misha had said. He wasn't wrong. Flashback, 2 weeks earlier. "You're teaching me that?" Nat glared at the pistol in my hand, her arms crossed over her unicorn hoodie. I shrugged. "Better than teaching you nothing." We stood in the safe house basement, the flickering bulb casting shadows on the concrete walls. She'd followed me here, demanding answers after finding blood on my jacket. "I'm not a kid anymore," she snapped. "You think I don't hear the neighbors? Alyosha the butcher? Bratva's punching bag?" I racked the slide. Click clack. "You want to learn? Then listen. Safety's here. Never point it at anything you don't." She grabbed the gun, aimed at the far wall, and pulled the trigger. Click. "Empty," she said, smirking. "You think I'm stupid?" I stared at her. 16 and already seeing through me. "Why do you stay with them?" she whispered. The truth clawed at my throat. "For you. For the fridge. For the lies." I took the gun back. Next lesson, how to run. Present. The hospital looms like a rotten tooth. Graffiti scars its walls, CYKA BLYT and stick figure demons, and the stench of decay seeps through broken windows. Soviet-era medical posters flap in the wind, their slogans bleached by time. Health is the people's wealth. I circle the perimeter, counting shadows. 4 guards at the main entrance, smoking hand-rolled cigarettes. 2 patrolling the east wing, rifles slung over their shoulders. Amateurs. But amateurs with automatic weapons. I slip through a basement window, glass crunching underfoot. The air's thick with mold and urine. Rats skitter past, their eyes gleaming in the beam of my flashlight. A faded mural of Lenin peels off the wall, his finger pointing accusingly at my sins. 3rd floor. Room 307. Misha's intel better be good. The stairwell door creaks. I freeze, pressing against the wall. Voices echo above, Russian, slurred with boredom. "Ibat, kogda itat smina konchitsia? When does this shift end? Spokoinoi nochi, sucka. Good night, bitch." Laughter. The clink of a flask. I take the stairs 2 at a time. 2nd floor, obstacles. A child's doll lies in the hallway, one eye missing, its dress stained with something dark. I step over it, but the floorboard groans. "Shdo Ito? What's that?" 2 guards round the corner. I duck into a patient room, its skeletal bed frame rusted to the floor. A syringe crunches under my boot. "Puverty Ito. Check it." The 1st guard enters, sweeping his flashlight. I lunge, driving my knife into his thigh. He screams. The 2nd fires blindly, bullets shredding the walls. I yank the knife free, slashing his throat. Warm blood sprays my face. 2 down. I drag their bodies into the room, pocketing their radios. Static crackles. "Sector V, Ochity. Sector C, report." I mimic the dead guard's voice, gruff and bored. "Sio normal no. All clear." 3rd floor, room 307. The door is reinforced steel. A keypad blinks red. Fuck. Footsteps behind me. I duck into an empty room, heart hammering. 2 guards pass, arguing about a football match. "Dybinsky's a fucking diver. You're blind as your mother." I slip out, silencing the 1st with a chokehold. The 2nd reaches for his radio. Snap. The sound's louder than I'd like. I drag their bodies into a supply closet, sticky with blood and regret. The keypad. My hands hover. "Try Natalia's birthday. 0415. Beep. Green light. The door hisses open. Nat. The room's empty. No. 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 A camera blinks in the corner. A speaker crackles. Looking for someone, Kodak? Victor's voice. I lunge at the camera, smashing it with the butt of my gun. Laughter. The screen on the wall flickers to life. Nat's there, gagged, her wrists raw from zip ties. Lebedev stands behind her, a knife tracing her jawline. Say hello, Malishka. She spits at the camera. Pride and terror claw up my throat. Lebedev grins. Midnight. The old circus grounds. Come alone. Or. The knife nicks her ear. A bead of blood wells. The screen dies. Interlude, the taxi. I flag down a cab, the driver's eyes widening at my blood-stained clothes. Prospect Mira, I growl, pressing the Makarov to his neck. Fast. He drives like hell's chasing us, swerving through back alleys. The radio drones a pop song about lost love. You're him, aren't you? The driver whispers. The boxer. They say you killed 6 men at the docks. I say nothing. My brother vanished last year, he says. The Bratva took him. For their ships. I meet his eyes in the rearview. What's your point? He pulls over, shoving a wad of cash into my hand. Kill more. The circus. The tent sags under the weight of its own decay. Rotting sawdust clings to the air, and the ghosts of laughter echo in the rafters. A clown's severed head, props not real, grins from a ticket booth. Victor waits in the center ring, flanked by the Tatar twins. A lion cage dominates the space, its bars rusted shut. You're late. Where is she? He snaps his fingers. A spotlight flares, illuminating Nat in the cage. Her unicorn hoodie's torn, her cheek bruised, but her eyes blaze. Alive. Breathing. Her gaze locks onto mine. Don't do it. Victor tosses a crowbar at my feet. Break your right hand. Then we talk. The twins raise their guns. I pick up the crowbar. Papa, no. I swing, but not at my hand. The twin on the left drops, skull caved in. The other fires wild, bullets shredding the tent. Run. I grab Nat's cage key from Victor's belt. He lunges, but I jam the crowbar into his ribs. Go. I shove her toward the exit. Papa. Run. Victor's bullet tears through my shoulder. I spin, emptying the Makarov into his chest. Click. 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 Out. He laughs, clutching the holy metal under his shirt. You missed. The twins' footsteps close in. I throw the crowbar. Miss. Victor aims. Bang. He drops. Nat stands behind him, smoking pistol in hand. I learn from the best. Aftermath. We stumble into the woods, my arm slung over her shoulders. The cold bites, but her grip is iron. How'd you get the gun? I rasp. She pulls it from her waistband, a tiny derringer. Took it off the guard. You're not the only one who plays dirty. I laugh, then wince. The bullet's still in my shoulder. You're bleeding, she says, ripping her sleeve to staunch the wound. Since when do you know first aid? YouTube. We reach the highway. The taxi driver's waiting, engine running. Get in, he says. No charge. Safe house, Dawn. Nat stitches my shoulder, her hands steady. You're worse than my ragdoll. I flinch. Since when do you swear? Since I got kidnapped by psychopaths. The TV drones in the background. Fatal shooting at an abandoned circus tent. Police suspect gang violence. She finishes the suture, her voice quiet. They'll keep coming, won't they? I squeeze her hand. Not if I end it first. Chapter 4. 1. Safe house paranoia. The safe house reeks of antiseptic and dread. Nat sleeps fitfully on the moth-eaten couch, her fingers curled around the derringer. The TV murmurs news of the circus shooting, no suspects identified. But the real headlines are written in the shadows. Lebedev won't wait. Men like him only know one language, blood. I clean the Makarov again, though it's spotless. Repetition keeps the ghosts at bay. The bullet wound in my shoulder throbs, stitches pulling with every breath. Should have let Nat use vodka instead of thread. The burner phone buzzes. Misha's name flashes. They hit the bar. Nat stirs. Who? Stay here, I say, grabbing my jacket. She's already lacing her boots. Try to stop me. 2. The Krasny Kot, aftermath. Smoke still curls from the charred remains of Misha's bar. The neon Krasny Kot sign lies shattered, now just Krasny, red. Fitting. The floor's slick with vodka and ash, glass crunching underfoot like broken promises. Misha's behind the counter, alive but not whole. His left eye's swollen shut, his knuckles raw from fists he shouldn't have thrown. Anya's school photo, the one where she's grinning with braces and a basketball trophy, is nailed to the wall with a butcher knife. "They took her," he croaks. Nat freezes. "Who?" "Lebedev's men. 2 hours ago. I grab Misha's collar." "Why her? Why not you?" "Because I'm nothing," he spits. "But her? She's leverage. Just like your girl." Nat slams her fist on the bar, rattling empty bottles. "Where is she?" Misha slides a key across the counter. "Warehouse 12. They're moving guns tonight. Anya's there." 3 flashback, Misha and Alyosha. 5 years earlier. Misha tosses a rag at my bleeding face. "You look like shit. Feel worse." The bar's empty, dawn light slicing through the haze. Victor's men had cornered me after a botched fight. Broken ribs. Split lip. Pride in tatters. Misha pours vodka into my coffee. "Why do you stay with them?" I drain the cup. "Same reason you stayed in Grozny. No choice." He leans closer, voice low. "There's always a choice, Alyosha. Even if it's a bad one." 4. Taxi ride to hell. Nat reloads the Makarov, hands steady. "We get Anya. Then we burn it all." "No," I say. "You stay with Misha." She jams the gun into her waistband. "You don't get to protect me anymore." The taxi driver from the circus picks us up, his eyes darting. "No charge. Just make it hurt." We speed through the industrial district, past skeletal factories and flickering street lamps. The driver's radio crackles with a folk song about doomed lovers. Nat hums along, sharpening her knife. "You're enjoying this," I say. She tests the blade. "I'm surviving." 5. Warehouse 12. Infiltration. The warehouse hums with forklifts and shouted orders. Crates stamped with Zvezda logos stacked to the rafters. Anya's voice cuts through the noise. "Let me go." From a second floor office. Lebedev's men patrol below. 6. Armed. Nat grabs a flare from my pack. Distraction. Wait. She's already moving, lithe and feral. The flare arcs through the air, igniting a crate of ammo. Bang. 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 Chaos. Men scatter. Nat vanishes into the smoke. 6. The office. Rescue and revelation. Anya's tied to a chair, her face streaked with tears. The guard never sees me coming. "Where's Lebedev?" I growl, pressing the knife to his throat. "Fuck why?" The door bursts open. Nat stands framed in smoke, pistol raised. "He's not here. They're using decoy locations." Anya sobs. "They mentioned a church, St. Peter UND Paul. Midnight." Nat cuts her bonds. "Go." Misha's waiting. Anya hesitates. They talked about a ship. The Zvezda. Leaving tomorrow. Nat freezes. "Trafficking. Worse," Anya whispers. "Auction." 7. The church, blood and betrayal. Moonlight stains the cathedral's spires. Lebedev's men kneel in the pews, praying in raspy whispers. The altar's lined with guns, not candles. Lebedev stands at the pulpit, a sermon of violence. "And the sinner's blood shall nourish ours." "Shut the hell up," Nat says, stepping into the aisle. The room stills. Lebedev grins. Little mouse's teeth. I step from the shadows. "Where's Victor?" "Grieving," he says, lifting a gold chain, Victor's holy medal. "You killed his favorite twin." Nat raises the derringer. "Last chance." Lebedev snaps his fingers. The stained glass window shatters. Snipers. 8. Escape through hell. We dive behind the pews, bullets shredding wood. St. Michael's icon stares down, sword raised. "There's a tunnel." Anya yells, yanking a floorboard. "From the Soviet days." We crawl through filth and rats, the sniper's shouts fading. Nat's breath hitches. "You okay?" I ask. "Peachy," she lies, clutching her side. Blood seeps through her shirt. The tunnel dumps us in a cemetery. The taxi's waiting. "Where now?" the driver asks. Nat checks the Makarov's clip. "Wherever they're not." 9 Safehouse Dawn, fractured alliances. Anya bandages Nat's side, hands trembling. "They'll never stop." Misha stares at his daughter. "We run. Tonight." "No," Nat says. "We end it." The TV flickers. Arson at Warehouse 12 linked to Bratva infighting. I load the gun. We hit Lebedev's mansion. "Tonight." Misha slams his fist. "You'll get us all killed." Nat slaps a blueprint on the table. "Sewer access. Here." Misha's face pales. "Where'd you get this?" "Stole it from Lebedev's office," she says. "While you were crying over Anya." 10. The calm before storm. Nat sharpens her knife. The whetstones scrape rhythmic. "You taught me to survive. Not to live." "Same thing," I say. "No," she tests the blade. Survival's what you do alone. Living's what we do next. The burner phone rings. Victor's voice, ragged. You took something of mine. Now I take something of yours. A muffled scream. Anya. Clock's ticking, Kodak. Chapter 5. 1. Safe house. The weight of shadows. The safe house thrums with tension, the air thick with the metallic tang of gun oil and stale coffee. Anya's scream still echoes in my skull, a ghostly refrain from Victor's call. Nat paces like a caged animal, her boots scuffing the floorboards where Anya had sat just hours ago, stitching wounds and humming pop songs to steady her hands. Misha slumps at the table, his face a mask of guilt and rage. The blueprint of Lebedev's mansion lies between us, stained with vodka and ash. We go in blind, he mutters. That's what you're asking. Nat slams her palm on the table. We go in smart. Sewers. Here. She jabs a finger at the map. Guards patrol the East Wing every 20 minutes. We hit during the shift change. I study her, the way her jaw tightens, the tremor in her voice she'll never admit to. She's her mother's daughter. Stubborn. Relentless. Alive. And Anya. Misha's voice cracks. What if they've already? Nat's knife embeds in the wall an inch from his head. Don't. 2 flashback, the twins. 10 years earlier. Victor's twin brother, Dimitri, spars with me in a dim gym, his fists like pistons. We're both young, hungry, and stupid. The Bratva hadn't yet carved their marks into our souls. You hit like a grandmother, Alyosha. Dimitri laughs, dodging my hook. What's wrong? Still hung up on that waitress. Asterisk I faint left, landing a gut punch that steals his breath. She's got a name. Natalia. He grins, wiping blood from his lip. Pretty. Weak. The next punch breaks his nose. He doesn't laugh again. Now Dimitri's dead, skull cracked open by Nat's bullet at the circus. Victor's holy metal, once Dimitri's, is a relic of a bond one shattered. 3. The sewers, descent into hell. The stench hits first, rotten eggs and decay. We wade through waist-deep sludge, our headlamps cutting through the gloom. Rats skitter along rusted pipes, their eyes reflecting the light like tiny demons. Misha gags. Christ, it's like swimming in a latrine. Nat moves ahead, silent, her Makarov raised. Left here. The tunnel narrows. A faded Soviet emblem clings to the wall, half submerged. Glory to the workers. Glory's a luxury we lost long ago. Contact, Nat whispers. 2 guards smoke by a grate, their voices echoing. Heard the boss is selling the girls tonight. Even the little one. The boxer's daughter? Nat's breath hitches. Nah, the other. Brown hair. Scrawny. Anya. Misha lunges. I grab him, but Nat's already moving. Thwack. Thwack. Silenced rounds drop the guards. She strips their radios, tossing one to me. We're compromised. Move fast. For Lebedev's mansion, labyrinth of greed. The sewer grate dumps us into a wine cellar. Rows of dusty Bordeaux line the walls. Lebedev's taste as refined as his cruelty. Nat cracks the door. 3 guards. Staircase to the east. Distraction. Misha asks. No. Silence. We slip through shadows, dispatching guards with knives and suppressed gunfire. The mansion's opulence is obscene, gilded mirrors, marble floors, a chandelier dripping with stolen diamonds. Anya's voice drifts from upstairs. Let me go, you bastards. Lebedev's laugh follows. Brave mouse. You'll fetch a good price. 5. The auction, theater of the damned. The ballroom's a nightmare masquerade. Men in tailored suits sip champagne while girls in chains line the stage. Anya's among them, her face bruised but defiant. Lebedev stands at the podium, an auctioneer's gavel in hand. Next lot, 17 years. Untouched. Bidding starts at 50,000. Nat's finger tenses on the trigger. I grip her wrist. Wait. Victor emerges from the shadows, Dimitri's holy metal glinting at his throat. I'll double it. The crowd murmurs. Lebedev's smile falters. This one's not for you, Leonov. Everything's for me. Victor raises a pistol. Starting with your head. Chaos erupts. 6. Firefight, blood and diamonds. Nat shoves Anya behind a pillar, returning fire. Misha tackles Lebedev, their brawl smashing through a display of antique swords. I corner Victor. Where's my daughter? He laughs, blood bubbling at his lips. Safe. For now. A gunshot cracks. Victor staggers, clutching his chest. Nat stands behind him, smoke curling from her pistol. Wrong answer, she says. Lebedev lunges with a knife. Misha intercepts, the blade sinking into his gut. Papa, Anya screams. 7. Escape, the cost of vengeance. We drag Misha to the sewers, his blood mingling with filth. Anya sobs, pressing her scarf to the wound. Leave me, Misha rasps. Get her out. Nat slaps him. Shut up and move. The mansion burns behind us, flames licking at the night. 8. Safe house dawn, fractured bonds. Misha's alive, barely. Anya stitches his wound with trembling hands, her tears dripping into the thread. Nat cleans her gun, staring at Victor's holy medal. He lied. Natalia's still out there. I study the medal, engraved initials on the back. DL to VL Dimitri to Victor. We'll find her, I say. How? We make them bleed until they talk. 9. Epilogue, the calm before storm. The TV murmurs. Arson at a prominent estate linked to Bratva infighting. Authorities suspect. Nat tucks the medal into her pocket. Next move. We find the ship. The Zvezda. The burner phone rings. A distorted voice. You took something of mine. Now I take everything of yours. A gunshot. A whimper. Natalia's voice. Papa. The line dies. Chapter 6. Title, Crown of Broken Teeth. Prologue, The Weight of Ghosts. The Baltic wind howls like a wounded animal, carrying the stench of salt and diesel. I clutch Victor's holy medal, the initials DL to VL biting into my palm. Dimitri's ghost lingers here, in the creak of the Zvezda's hull and the whispers of the damned chain below deck. Nat adjusts her sniper scope, her breath steadying beside me. The moon bleeds through storm clouds, casting jagged shadows over the cargo ship. Somewhere in its steel belly, Natalia screams. You ready? Nat asks, though she already knows the answer. Misha's voice crackles through the radio, strained from the wound Lebedev gave him. Diversion set. 10 minutes. 10 minutes to drown in memories. Flashback, the first fracture. 5 years ago. Natalia's mother, Irina, presses a kiss to my split knuckles. You don't have to fight tonight. The basement gym reeks of sweat and ambition. Victor leans against the ring, counting cash. You do, Kodak. Or I sell the clinic. Irina's clinic, where she treats addicts and orphans. Where she'll die 3 weeks later, caught in crossfire meant for me. Her last words, protect her. Now Natalia's voice echoes through the Zvezda's hull, and I'm failing them both. Infiltration, the devil's maw. The ship groans as we scale its rusted flank. Waves claw at our boots, hungry. Nat's knife finds the guard's throat before he can scream, his body vanishing into the black water. Hold, she whispers, spotting the infrared beams crisscrossing the deck. Lebedev's paranoid. Or prepared, I mutter, tracing the beams to a control panel. Distract them. She slips into the shadows, detonating Misha's charges on the port side. The explosion tears through the night, flames licking the sky. Guards scatter, shouting. Go! The hold, carnival of the damned. The cargo hold is a theater of horrors. Girls in steel cages. Men in suits sipping cognac, bidding with blood money. Natalia stands center stage, her wrists raw, eyes blazing. Lebedev raises the gavel. Final lot, untamed, unbroken. Bid or be gone. Victor steps forward, Dimitri's metal glinting. I'll trade the boxer's corpse. The crowd parts as I step into the light. Already here. Climax, bones and blood. Chaos erupts. Nat picks off guards from the rafters, each shot a thunderclap. I carve through Bratva soldiers, the Makarov empty, fists my last sacrament. Lebedev drags Natalia to the edge, a knife to her throat. Your daughter dies, Alyosha. Or you jump. Papa, don't. Victor lunges, blade aimed at my spine. Nat's bullet takes his knee. For Dimitri, she snarls. I charge Lebedev. The knife grazes Natalia's neck as we crash into the sea. The depths, redemption's cost. Water swallows us, cold and cruel. Lebedev's blade sinks into my side. I drive my forehead into his nose, once, twice, until the water blooms red. Natalia struggles above, Nat hauling her onto a lifeboat. Lebedev's laugh bubbles through the dark. You win nothing. I shove him deeper, my lungs burning. I win her. Epilogue, Dawn of Broken Teeth. The shore is littered with debris and bodies. Natalia stitches my wounds, her hands steady. Like her mother. Misha's gone, vanished with Anya, a note left in the safe house, debt paid. Nat studies the horizon, Victor's medal in her grip. What now? We live, I rasp. She nods, tossing the medal into the waves. We live.